Here with me in this interview, I've got Nick and Gary, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Nick, we're going to start with you first.
Yes. I'm Nick Fassler with BASF, and I'm the technical manager for Headline and Plant Health on primarily corn and soybeans.
And how about you, Gary?
Gary Schmitz. I'm with BASF Midwest Tech Service Manager.
Great. Well, one of the things we want to talk about here at Farm Progress Show is what's making headlines. You know, we're trying to find that news. And just using that intro, let's start maybe over here with you, Nick, and talk a little bit, first of all, about headline and kind of where we're at in the progress and development of this product.
Oh, with headline, we've had headline primarily registered for the past 4 years on corn and soybeans for the past 3 years, and we've seen a great market growth in penetration and a benefit to the growers for that disease control as well as the plant health benefits.
How about when it comes to application on new seed and corn genetics?
That's something we're doing a lot of work on, is these new genetics as they release those, and we've been working with all the major seed corn companies, and we've seen that benefit progress, if not increase, on some of these new genetics. So the opportunity's there, and we see that growth with these companies.
Now, when you say these companies, can you give me a couple examples? Because I think it's kind of interesting, some of those companies that you are working with.
We have a current partnership with Monsanto, and they see the benefit of headline over the top of their genetics. You know, we've done a lot of work on their VT3 corn as well as going into the VT3 Pro corn, and we're also looking at soybean opportunities and others down the road. So some benefits there with Monsanto, definitely.
And that's a new collaboration?
That collaboration was started, I believe it was this winter. It was initiated, and we've carried that on through in developing data with Monsanto and ensuring that they're getting the maximum benefit from those applications.
Great. Well, Gary, I know you handle Midwest region. Just talk a little bit about, first of all, just how are things crop-wise, would you say, in your region at this point?
Well, that's a good question. This has been a pretty trying year for a lot of growers out there, but actually, if you look across the region, you know, where things didn't get flooded out, where there was some serious water damage, the crops actually are looking pretty good right now. Plenty of moisture this year.
So when it comes to a product like Headline, how can that be beneficial to growers, especially when they have kind of a challenging weather situation like they did here in the Midwest?
Well, you look in a lot of different environments. We've seen the benefit with Headline, but this year we've had a lot of rainfall. It started out wet. And then it stayed wet for most of the year, at least a lot of frequent rainfall. And typically in those type of years, you do see more diseases, but you also see the opportunity to maximize yield, and that's where Headline fits in.
So for, especially in your territory then, how have growers been able to use and apply Headline? And I know we're not at harvest quite yet, but we're getting there pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, this actually went fairly well. There was enough breaks in the season for the growers to get out there and make the applications. Most of the applications that go out in corn are done by aerial applications, so there's less limitations there because of the wet weather and, you know, just wet soils out there. But there's quite a few applications that still go out by the grower.
So for those that have been able to do it, what will this mean to them then at harvest time using Headline in their management program?
Well, what we see with the benefits that come to the grower for using Headline is that you're getting the disease control. So you've got a cleaner, greener leaf all the way through harvest. And then once you get to the harvest, you have the opportunity to maximize your yields. Plus, usually means in corn, the corn's going to stand better. The stalks are stronger, there's less disease there, and it makes for a more efficient harvest.
And Nick, back to you. Looking forward then, down the road, anything we might expect from BASF, especially in terms of what new, whether it's collaborations with other seed companies or other types of commodities that we're going to be able to see this become part of a grower's arsenal?
Well, with Headline, we see a lot of opportunities on other crops as we move forward. Cotton's a product which we just got registration on here recently and see some great opportunities there. So we're developing that database, and we're actually working with Monsanto on that piece as well. But on down the road, we're always looking to develop new products that fit in this plant health market and have that opportunity to really help growers maximize yield and control those diseases that are present.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking some time to speak with me here at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.